Okay. we were just analyzing the small Tosos, Der Masmushon Basachoso,
who assumed that before the Tahana, there's a clear assumption that a get without Zman would succeed in being Mechapal Basachoso. Otherwise, they wouldn't need to make a Takana. Why would it succeed in being Mechapal Basachoso? Because it's Safek if she was divorced before the Znus or after the Znus. So Tosos asked the question. Why not? I mean, he doesn't say it in Tomer Lashon, but in Tomer, no number Cheskes Eishes, even before the Takana, why did you mechapa? Why didn't we say Cheskes Eishes Ish? Just he was an Eishes Ish, this man has nothing, you kill her, and there's no need for a Takana. And Tosfos gives, this is where we left off, one or two answers. And there are two ways to read Tosfos, right? So what's the question? Right, what's the, again, Hanochas Hagemara is Kodem HaTakana HaIsha HaIsa Petura Im Hotzia Get Blizman. Right? The question of Tosfos is that Nokma Bechezkas Ishis Ish. So therefore, she'd be chayebis, even with a get without a zman, there's no need to be talking zman. And there's two ways to read Tosfos. One way to read Tosfos is the maskana of the Pnei Yoshua. And I also point out the Avner Yiluim, the Shev Shmaitza, the Tosfos written this way, and many others, not to worry. He says there's one answer. What's the one answer? The answer is Tarti Lareyasa, just like in many other sugyas in Shas, just like the Gemara says, if the mikveh used to be shalim, and now we find it's chaser, so there's a chezkas kashrus in the mikveh that used to be, but there are two reyeses against it. Number one, now the mikveh is basal, and number two, the guy who tovold had a chezkas toma. So we don't follow the cheskes kashrus of the mikvah. Likewise, the Gemara in the Nida has another example. You have a barrel of wine that you're using for shumas or maizvos. It was the cheskes wine. Now all of a sudden you've discovered sour. So it was the cheskes kashrus that it was proper wine that you could use for shumas or maizvos to be mafresh and all your other things all over the world. But tartu the resa, that now it's chometz. And that the things you were mafresh were becheskas kevel. Or like we say with the knife, every time you shecht, this is ABCs of schlacht houses, you shecht and afterwards you find a nick of gam in the knife. The knife was becheskas kashrus, but there's tarti the resa, because now the knife is pasul. And because the animal used to be usher before it was shechted, was becheskas iser. Yehuda quoted Rashi's pshat that it was becheskas eifer menachai, I believe. Okay, so Tarti L'Reya said, then really Tosfos makes perfect sense. However, it's not so clear in the Lashon of Tosfos that's what he means. He says, Ve'od Adarava. Does Ve'od mean a second part of the answer? Or Ve'od Adarava sounds like, and also Adarava, I have something better. So the Hagman of Yoshua, the Shara Yosher and others, the Havamina of the Pnei Yoshua, and the Shara Yosher and others, say, and this is better in the Lashon of Tosfos, there are two answers. What are the two answers? One, the Grusha Lefaneinu. She's now Grusha, what we call a Chazaka Dahashta. And two, Cheskas Kashrus of the woman that she wouldn't commit adultery. Okay, now, if these are two answers, the thing that bothered many of the Mefarshim here, if there are two answers, is that Tainach, the second answer, after you could go either way, whether that's an independently powerful enough answer or not. Obviously, one Derech said, no, Cheskas Kashrus is not independently a good enough answer. And then say, maybe Cheskas Kashrus is independently a good enough answer. So it could be that Cheskas Kashrus is a very, very strong Chazaka. Maybe Cheskas Kashrus is a stronger Chazaka than Cheskas Eishes Ish. Why would Cheskas Kashrus be a stronger Chazaka than Cheskas Eishes Ish? We will try to figure out. You know, it could be we're just
very all Rav Kuch Talmidim and the Chesrus Kashrus of a Yid is much more fundamental than all the other statuses in the world, or, you know, in a more down-to-earth sense.
She becomes an agency, she doesn't become an agency. Chesrus Kashrus that she's a tzedeket is not something that changes Lechora with any particular maisa. It's either it's there or it's not there, but we're assuming it's there.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm continuing along your lines or not, because after all, sometimes people go off the derech.
Yeah, okay.
But Chezkas Kashrus is maybe because the Chezkas HaGuf. Now, Chezkas HaGuf, I don't mean it's a physical thing. The point is, Chezkas HaGuf is a halachic status. Chezkas Kashrus is a real physical property of the person. Again, by physical, I'm including psychological. Perhaps, meaning cheskes just means a halachic status doesn't change until proven otherwise. Cheskes kashrus means the nature of a person doesn't change until proven otherwise. And, of course, you do have to add a little hashkafa that we assume people start up a cheskes kashrus if we see that they're from people, etc. And we're not always suspicious of everyone, which I think is reasonable. So you could say that a cheskes haguf beats a chazaka of a halachic status, because one is physical and one is merely halachic. Okay, we will maybe come back to that in a moment. So let's just ask, why is it better than Chezkas Eishes Ish? So you could say because just Chezkas Pashrus is very strong. But, you know, there are achronim who say that in a few places, kashrus of a yid is stronger than regular chazaka. It's a sort of fundamental part of our religious viewpoint. But easier either because just cheskas kashrus is special. It's not just a regular word. It's special. Not just used to be kosher, still kosher. It's like, no, we fundamentally assume everyone's kosher because that's a fundamental part of the Torah. Or easier because it's a Chezkas Haguf and not just a formal status. Eishes Ish is a formal status. Chezkas Kashrus is a real physical property.
But there's no Chezkas Kashrus. The only question here is when she was Mazanin. If she was Mazanin before or after.
Morty is a prude. And he says, look, either way, she slept with this fellow out of wedlock, right? Meaning, the question is, was she just stam doing bias pnuya? Was she just stam sleeping around? Or was she committing adultery? So Morty is saying, what kind of cheskes kashrus? She's a zona in any case. We're just not sure how big of a zona she is. She's not a proper Beis Yaakov girl. So what kind of cheskes kashrus is there? Okay, we will, I admire your old-fashioned values. I admire your old-fashioned values. Not only do I admire your old-fashioned values, I endorse your old-fashioned values on a l'chachila level, and, you know, we should really be very, very repulsed by all types of znos. But nonetheless, when it comes to judging people, there's big averos and small averos. There's big averos and small averos, and perhaps bias penuya is a very small avera, depending on whether you're the Rambam or the Ravid, etc. It could be that you can't say there's no avera, because the Bezdin Shel David was gazer on yichud penuya, so clearly bias penuya is aser. But you have to say that even if people do small averos, we still have cheskes kashrus. They don't do big averos. I know in all our muster shmuzes, we're all yeshiva bachrim. And the first thing they told us was, don't be like all those people out there who do small averos and think they're from just because they don't do big averos. You know, really read Mesil Shasharin and try to be makben and kalukib chamura. And lechachil, I'm all in favor of that. Okay, but nonetheless, and with this we'll end the little hashkafic tangent. Nonetheless, when it comes to judging, you could say, even if the small averos, it's still becheskes kashrus of not doing big averos. Okay, I think that's useful for looking at other people in the world.
There are other examples of a halachic chazaka like Eishes versus cheskes kashrus.
There are other examples, and I didn't make this up. There are other examples. It's a whole sugya all over Shas. I just don't want to get into it now, but there is precedent for this. Okay, now, yeah.
And Tosfos is very localized. He says, "Shero shalom divala ke eishes ish."
Right, which is exactly what he's trying to answer Morty. Right. Exactly trying to answer Morty. Now, again, there are some people who say, what kind of cheskes kashrus is this? After all, if they're taking it to court, there must be edim bahasra. So what kind of cheskes kashrus if the edim were master and she said, afim pikin ani osa? Say, no, she's cheskes kashrus. She was just joking around with the edim. Okay, if we stretch in that cheskes kashrus, what I want to focus on for a moment is just this. This is more of a problem because this seems to be against all of Shas, right? The question is that in general, right? Really, 99% haskama of the poskim based on the kashas of all the sugs in Shas. In general, chazaka to meikara beats chazaka to hashta. That's the problem. If you're going to say that's why the Gemara in Nida needs Tarti L'Reisa. In general, if it used to be X and now it's Y, we assume it was X until proven otherwise. That's the general rule. So, how come here Tosos says Chazaka d'Hashta beats Chazaka d'Meikara? If generally Chazaka d'Meikara beats Chazaka d'Hashta, good question. So here we have a few possible answers, some more technical, some perhaps much more fundamental. The Pnei Yoshua suggests two answers before in the end he decides he's not convinced. There's a gazillion answers if you look at everyone. Let's just mention a few answers. Aleph says that Pnei Yoshua, he says, no, here you have Chazaka Dehashta plus Bari Veshema. It's a Chazaka Dehashta plus a Bari Veshema. And that's, of course, Chazaka d'Hashta doesn't be Chazaka Meikara. It's really saying, let's stick a Tarti L'Reisa in here also. Just not the classic and Tarti L'Reisa of a Chazaka of the other thing, of another Chazaka, Bari B'Shema. She goes into court and says, I'm innocent because I'm sure that I was divorced before the Zuz. And Bezin says to her, maybe you're divorced after the Zuz. There's no one who comes and says, I know when she was divorced. Therefore, the Bari B'Shema together with Chazaka d'Hashta beats Chazaka Meikara. That's the kind of thing that, you know, could be. Who knows how to add these things? The second possibility that Pnei Yoshua says is that here he throws a bit of a curveball. He says, why does Chazaka d'Meikara usually beat Chazaka d'Hashta? Because it could be that the Chazaka d'Meikara is true and the Chazaka d'Hashta is not true, that the status changed until was stayed the same until this second. Why does usually the mikveh used to be kosher, now it's pasul? So it could be it was kosher until now. Meaning chazak d'meikarich beats chazak d'hashta when the chazak d'hashta might be totally false. Right? So where he says, usually chazak d'hashta loses only when it might be totally false. What do I mean totally false? Meaning, hashta nishtana, whatever it means. Only when it might not have changed till now. When it might not have changed till now, you say Chazaka d'Meikara didn't change till now. Except in this unique case, when did her, you're going to say her status didn't change till now? She comes to court with a get. What are you going to say? She didn't receive the get until now? Of course she didn't receive the get right now. If she received the get right now, then the Baal would be in court, and the Eitim would be in court, and we'd be able to clarify. So, she clearly didn't receive the get right now. She clearly received the get at least 5 minutes ago. If she clearly received the get at least 5 minutes ago, then the Chazaka d'Hashta is more powerful, because she's not only divorced now, she was divorced 5 minutes ago also. Once the Chazaka d'Hashta has credence, because it's been true for at least 5 minutes, then it has the power to not beat, but at least stalemate the Chazaka d'Meikara. Okay, I'm not so convinced. I like the first part a little better. But in this case, she was divorced at least 5 minutes ago. I'm making up 5 minutes. But what's he saying is unique about this case? Usually when you discover a status change, it could have changed this second. But since a get needs a baal and needs a edim and needs all kinds of other people around to make it chal, therefore it had to happen at least 5 minutes ago. Since the chazaka d'hashta has been true for at least 5 minutes, maybe it's been true for 5 days or 5 weeks, and therefore it's more powerful.
I don't want to split hairs, but it's very like the Dafka saying that way that it strengthens the chazaka d'hashta, because it
Or does it weaken the chazak to make kara? Okay, could be either way. Could be I'm not madayik. Anyway, I just want to end with the Shari Yosher, who I think is very, very nice.
All the examples that the Yosher brings, this doesn't take place.
Correct. Just all the other examples, let's say the mikvah was 40, so now it's 39. It could have leaked just now. The wine was wine, now it's a vinegar. It could have turned vinegar just now, even though that seems to be machlokes tanaim, how long does it take to turn vinegar? But let's assume there are shitas that would work out. It's actually machlokes rishonim, whether it takes 3 days that it's been vinegar or 3 days till it becomes vinegar. Let's assume it works out. The knife, it could have been nicked right now. Now, it's not so tricky, because by the knife it's a little tricky. Let's say I check the knife 5 minutes after shchita, then it could have been nicked right now. So, that I'm not sure what he'll do about that. Let me start here. The, what? Anita, if she discovers blood, it could have come right now.
If she checks after 5 minutes, no.
What do you mean? Then it could have come right now. After 5 minutes, from what?
Checking after shemesh.
But the blood could have come right now. Okay, the Shari Yosher says something. He changes the ground rules here. Says Rosh Hashanah the Shari Yosher, based on a more, not getting to Brisker for this Helzer, a more lumdish analysis. He says no. He says, what does he say? He says, I think, you know, you'll tell me maybe I'm saying him over in slightly different language. I'm going to try to say him over in language as close as possible to the language he used. He says like this. He says that Chazaka, there's a famous Hakira about Chazaka. It's a lumdish modern Hakira about Chazaka. When we say everything stays in the status quo, one could ask, is that, there are different words they use for it, let's try to use some clear words, Biber or Hanhaga, right? Those are clearest words. Meaning, is it considered a proof that everything stayed in the status quo? Or, it's not a proof, but we're bound to follow that in our halachic practice, right? Meaning, we should keep doing the same thing until it stays otherwise. Okay, yeah, sometimes you'll say Bureau versus Hachra. I don't love the word Hachra because it's not such a clear word. But what do we do with A? And let me say over at least what he's trying to say here. It's not that the Chazak of the Hashta beats the Chazak of the Me'ikara. It's that there are two types of Chazak of the Me'ikara, right? One case you have is, let's say this case, a chazaka de me'ikara without grusha lefaninu. Chazaka de me'ikara without grusha lefaninu. Meaning, she was an ashes ish, and she has no get. Right? She has no get. That's a chazaka de me'ikara without grusha lefaninu. Could she have been divorced? She could have been divorced. But there's no evidence that there was ever a divorce, right? Anything could have happened. Okay, would we kill her or not? Pashut, right? She's Chayabas Misa. Oh, she would claim I was divorced? She says, I claim I'm divorced. We don't care if you claim you're divorced. You're an HS ish, we're going to kill you. You can't just make up whatever you want. That's obvious. On the other hand, there's a case of where she has, the case we're dealing with, a get without Zman, and that is a Chazaka de Meikara of HS ish, with Grusha Lefaneinu. And what does Tosos say over there? Tosos says here that she's Petura because of Grusha Lefaneinu. So says Rosh Hashkaf, he doesn't mean the Chazaka Dahashta beats the Chazaka Meikara, like everyone else thought. No, the Chazaka Dahashta doesn't mean beat Chazaka Meikara. What he means is there's two ways to understand Chazaka. Chazaka could be, we consider it evidence and proof. We know, Bieber, that the status quo didn't change. Or it could be, we don't know what happened, but if you want to know how to practice halacha, you should assume nothing changed until proven otherwise. Bieber versus Hachra, or call it Hanhaga, etc. Says Rosh Hashanah, he says, well, this depends. There are two types of chazakas. There's a chazaka that you don't know ever changed, and there's a chazaka that you know changed, you just don't know when it's changed. He says, and this is, I think, really common sense, the first kind of chazaka, she was an ashes ish. Anything might have changed. You had no reason to think it changed. What's the nature of that chazaka? So he says, that's a birur. He says, come on, we have to believe that the things that happen in the world happen. The things that don't happen, we have to assume they don't happen, or else you don't know anything about the world. Right? If she was an Eishes Esh, and we have no evidence whatsoever of anything changes, that's a cheskas Eishes Esh, that's a birur. In this case, why? Because, says Rav Shimon Shkap, because this is cheskas Eishes Esh as a birur. Meaning, we prove she was an Eishes Esh. Could it be she got divorced and then the dog ate her get? Anything could be, but we assume on the level of birur that we have to know things about the world. We are certain that she's still married because we have no evidence she was divorced. That's a birur. A chazaka that we have no knowledge ever changed is a birur. Anything could have happened, but that's a birur. On the other hand, in this case, we know she used to be an Eishes Esh. We know she's divorced now. We just don't know when she got divorced. So the rule of chazaka de Beikara, beating chazaka de Hashta, tells us she was divorced later rather than earlier. It's hard to call that a birur. Well, we really honestly believe like that we've proven she got divorced later rather than earlier? Who knows when she got divorced? So why do we assume she got divorced? Right? In January, she was married. In April, she was divorced. What was she in March? We really don't know. How can we know? But we have a rule that Chazak to make her beats Chazak to the Hashta that tells us she was married till proven otherwise. But that's not a Beirur. We don't know that. We're not comfortable saying we're certain of that. It's just that we have to have a halachic practice. The Torah gives us a halachic system. We have to know what to do. And what to do is we keep things the same until proven otherwise. So he says, this is Cheskas Eishes Ish as a Hanhaga. As a practice of what to do, not as a proof. And says Rav Shimon, meaning he's chiddushes, there's tzvei dinim in chazaka. There are two types of chazaka to meikara. There's a chazaka to meikara that's a proof, and a chazaka to meikara that's a halachic practice. When the chazaka to meikara, we have no reason to think it changed whatsoever, that's a proof. We really believe things still stay the same if we have no reason whatsoever to think they changed. We don't make things up. That's a proof. However, if we know it changed, we just don't know whether it changed in February or March, then it's really a toss-up in terms of what we really think is the truth. But we have a halachic principle that says you need a certain stability to the system, and we have a hanhag. That's a chazaka as a hanhag. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is clear. What do? We follow chazaka. But in terms of dine nefashos, for dine nefashos, you require proof. You can kill someone in dine nefashos just based on inferior modes of resolving sfeikos. For dina nefashos, you need proof, and therefore, this works even for dina nefashos, but this is not enough to be mechayev dina nefashos. That is the chap of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that, and you know, it sounds fancy, but I think it's intuitive. You know, it really, you call them both chazaka. When she was married and we have no reason to think anything versus she was married and got divorced and we don't know when. But one, like I'm really convinced she's still married. Anything could be, but if she has no get at all, I'm convinced she's married. In the other case where she got divorced, we just don't know whether it's February or March, I'm not convinced of anything. I just have a rule that tells me what to do. That's Rav Shimon's insight, and therefore, that's what Rav Shimon says. Says Rav Shimon that he doesn't mean the chazaka de hashta beats chazaka de meikara. He says, no, the chazaka de meikara does win. But, as a hanhaga, these are not his words, not a birur, and therefore, she is Petura Mimisa. Right? That's Rav Shimon's chap. And then Rav Shimon takes that back and says, you know what? That's also what's going on back there in the Cheskas Kashrus. He says, what's Cheskas Kashrus? He says, what? I'm not going to go there. That you need other assumptions. Let's leave that. Let's leave that. Let's leave that for now. But you could see how you could take this idea back to the issue of Cheskes Kashrus. Cheskes Kashrus might be more of a birur, while Cheskes Ish might be more of a hanhaga, right? Cheskes Kashrus, like, no, we assume people are good. Why would we think she turned bad? Post Cheskes Ish is Ish, which is more of just a technical point. Okay, if you start with other assumptions, you can get to the second answer. Tosef, that's the chapa, and I think this makes a lot of sense. There are actually many things in Shas we're not going to go through now, which could be explained based on this insight that there's a chakira in terms of how chazaka works, and it could be this feitinim chazaka. A chazaka without any evidence of change would be a birur, an absolute proof. I know it's not an absolute proof. Anything could have happened, but it's a good enough proof by common sense. While a chazaka where there is evidence of change, but nonetheless the halacha tells us to preserve the status quo, that would merely be a hanhaga.
But he says that the nafkamina says for dirin nefashos basically allows him to not check all the other cases in the
Gemara. Exactly. Now we have no problem all over Shas, the Chazak to make her beats Chazak in the Hashta, because that's Isser Beheter. Over here, it's Dinei Nefashos.
The problem with that is many of the Acholim that were on the Mekorosh you mentioned, there are other Nafkaminas here. For example, with Manazer, when there's no Dinei Nefashos, there's questions of Manzeros, and there are other questions. Would you apply the same principle to them? Or would he say, okay, this is the
That would be an interesting thing. What would come out of Reb Shimon is that in a get without Zman, the Chazak Mekor would beat the Chazak the Hashtar for Yisrael Heter purposes. Correct. Meaning that would be against. Now what you're asking Akasha, that seems to be against Tosa Nafil Chesem and Aleph, because Tosa says, Bizman Hazeh, we still need a Takana, because otherwise she could get away with Sota and Mamzeris. According to Reb Shimon, she could never have gotten away with that. That is a good kasha on Reb Shimon. From after all, he's saying it within Tosos, and that's Tosos. Okay, that's a good ha'ara. It's a good ha'ara.
Is this the general sense of this being Boolean? In other words, she has no get, but she has good amount. It was in Chernobyl, and we can't go there, etc. She still has no get, but you'd still say, well, maybe that's something that I could believe.
I mean, it's an interesting question, meaning I don't love your example, but the whole idea that there could be a chazak with a reyasa, other than Grusha Chanei and Vilafanei, there might be, like, let me give you another example. Let us say she was an Ashish-ish, and I have proofs for this, but I don't want to get into all of Shas now. Let's say she was an Ashish-ish, and the case later on in Masech is Gittin, in Perek HaZorik. The husband threw her a get in Rishas Rabim, Safek Karav Lo, Safek Karav La. Right? Right? 50-50 whether the get landed near her or not. What would we say? Keep her v'cheskes Ashish-ish. I think what Reb Shimon would say about this, and here I'm speaking on his behalf, I haven't checked, is that, no. Stam, if she has no get, that's a birur of cheskes ashish. If her husband threw her get and it's safek or of lo, safek or of la, she's still with cheskes ashish. But now it's only on hanhaga, because we don't really have proof as to what happened. So I think he would say, yeah, there's a variety of ways of having a reyesa and a chazaka. Okay, I'm not sure about your example, but be karon.
When she doesn't have bring a get in the first place, is it, do you mean yes?
I mean, it's a good question. It sounds from the Gemara of Chazaka in the first parak of Chulin like we still need to call it relying on a Chazaka. But your intuition is exactly what Reb Shimon's saying. Like, this isn't really relying on very much. This is like common sense.
Right.
You know, this is really relying on a halachic chish. Okay. So I think that still the Gemara would call it Chazaka, but that's exactly his point. Some things are called Chazaka but are just obvious. And some things are called Chazaka and are technical halachic chidushim. So, it's a matter of semantics. Okay, Viter. Let us go on in the Gemara then. Rabosai. Let's go. Says the Gemara. Itmar ben matik nuzman begitin. Rabbi Yochanan mishum basachoso, Reish Lakish amar mishum peiros. Yes?
So the Cheskes Kashrus, is there a difference between the Cheskes Kashrus and the other gears of Cheskes Sakara Tzedekas?
I don't think so. You never know, but I don't think so.
It's serious or little about it.
I don't think tzaddikas in the Gemara means like what it means to us, what it means to Mishpacha magazine. Itmar, the ma tiknu zman begitin. Rav Yochanan amr shabbas achoso, Reish Lakish amr shem peiros. Reish Lakish my tamar lo amr kar Rav Yochanan amr lach, is nos. lo shchicha. Why doesn't Rabbi Shlakish thinks they worry about shem yichapel basachoso? So apparently Rabbi Shlakish admits there is a theoretical problem of the yichapel basachoso, which this takana could have been made to solve. He just doesn't think it's worth making takana because it's not shchiach. Okay, Tosfos discusses, is it that in general adultery is not shchiach? Or, no, only that adultery where you're going to have an issue of dinei nefashos with Edom and Hasra is not shchiach. Okay, but either way, you know, these nos, either adultery is not shchiach, if we're very optimistic, or at the very least, certainly adultery with Edom and Hasra, that it comes down to a court case, is not shchiach. You know, most people who do adultery try to do it smart without Edom and Hasra. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Reish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Reish Lakish? Peros are certainly shchiach. You know, all you need is that the woman had property when she got married. That's fairly shchiach. So kasover yesh lo peros ad shas nesina. No, here they have a fundamental machlokes. What we will see is there is a three-way machlokes, at least according to the Bavli, right here. Three-way machlokes when the Baal loses peros. Let's just make sure we have that. Background information in our pocket. When does the Baal lose the right to Peros? When does the Baal lose the right to Peros? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishas Nesina, Reish Lakish, it will be clear later in the Gemara, says Mishas Chasima, and this is all according to the Chachamim. What does the Gemara say Rav Shimon says? This is all, within the Chachamim. But what does the Tanna Rav Shimon hold?
Mishenatan
Eina Balagarsha, which means, at least for the purpose of our Sogya, Shas Chasima. Okay, maybe we'll get to, but not till next week, whether how Davka Ksiva is. Okay, these are the three sort of stages in the get, right? Mishas Ksiva, Mishas Chasima, and Mishas Nesina. We haven't gotten to Rabbi Shimon yet. But what is Reish Lakish? Say Reish Lakish says that the husband loses peros from Shas Chasima. So let's say he writes the get in Nisan. He now loses the peros. By the time he gives her the get, by the time her brother-in-law tells her to consult a lawyer, etc., 10 months might have passed. And if there's no zman, then she will not be able to recover all those peros. So they made a takana, puts zman in the get. The zman in the get is the zman of chasima, right? Because remember the Mishnah says you have to write it and sign it on the same day. So, and therefore, she can prove with this man what her peros are, and she won't be able to be ripped off or lose any money. The Yerushalmi here, I think, says it's not just a coincidence, meaning the husband might be actually trying to take advantage, right? He writes the get, signs the get, is about to deliver it. Ra kama omeid liktzar. He sees they're about to do the harvest. He says, let me hold on to it and give it to her later, and she's going to lose the harvest, which she really deserved. Okay, therefore, you need the takana. How about Rabbi Yochanan? Therefore, you need a takana zman. Rabbi Yochanan says Mishas Nesina. Really, the husband doesn't get doesn't lose his peros till Shas Nesina, which is when they're actually divorced, which actually makes perfect sense. The monetary obligations should cease when they're no longer married.
The whole point, we always worry about aguna. So in this case, we're going to say if there's no zman, because we worry about her losing money, we're not going to let her be divorced.
Why not say we worry about aguna? So l'chora the answer is because when we make a takana of you're saying, what are we worried about aguna? If they divorce without a zman, then she won't be divorced, right? And l'chachil lo tinasein, she'll be an aguna. So I think the answer is just we have to be practical sometimes. If Chazal make a takana of zman, no one's actually going to give a get without a zman. I know it's theoretically discussed in the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Vav. But once they're going to meet the kind of zman in the get, why would anyone give a get without zman? Like, what are the odds? 1 in 10 million someone would give a get without zman if that's against the regular rules of a get? So, therefore, it's so unlikely they don't think it's going to cause a gona. Now, question is, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean mishas nesina? Here we have a famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Not what does he mean, but and therefore, why don't we make a takana? why don't we make a takana that they should have to write the date in the get so that she'll be able to prove when the nesina was? So here we have the machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says, therefore, you need a takana, but it won't help. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan also admits it could have used the takana in order for her to get her payros. But it won't help. If it won't help, there's no point making a takana. Right? What does it mean it won't help? Even if you write Zman in the get, that doesn't prove when the Nesina was. That only proves when the Chasima was, not when the Nesina was. So let's say now she comes to court and says, I want the last year of payros. I want to sue for the last year of payros. She'll say, and here's my get. It was a year ago. Bezdin will say, yeah, but how do we know when the Nesina was? Maybe the Nesina was this morning. And therefore, she'll still lose, and the Takana will not help her. If the Takana won't help her, there's no point making Takana. That's the sheet of Rashi. Rashi's assumption is that Bezdin will not assume, for the purpose of Dinei Mamonos, that the Zman Chasima is when it was Nitan. Meaning, what's his assumption? His Hanacha is that Ein anu betuchen shenitan biyom chasimaso. Right? We're not sure that, again, this is the Chacham. It was written and signed the same day, according to the Chacham. We're not sure it was given right away. Therefore, when she comes into court, it won't help her to have a get, because we'll say we don't know when it's written. The Tosfos and all the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say that's ridiculous. No, if she comes into court, min hastam, it was given when it was written and signed. That's what the Gemara says later on. Lomak the minish pernisul and nafshem. And so all the other Rishonim say, give a different shaft. Tosfos, ve'od, say, it's not that you need it to cut it, but it won't help. Right? That's what Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, something. Okay, Tosa says that he disagrees. Avokasha Lari, that in Bava Metzia, it sounds like we're only afraid that it wasn't given in the right time if it fell. But in Astam's get, we are not afraid of that. And that is what Tosos, the ode, Tolkien, the sovereign, the min hastam amrinan shenitan biyom ksivaso v'chasivaso. Let's be very clear. It was written and signed the same day. Otherwise, it would be a big halachic problem. Okay, so then, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? So Tosa says, and the other Rishonim say what Rabbi Yochanan means is that you don't need a takana. Why don't you need a takana? Why does Tosa say, why don't you need a takana? Because what's the problem? She really only deserves payros from the day of Nisina Saget. Right? And what's the problem? A year later, she won't be able to prove when Nisina Saget was, and she'll lose her payros. What's the problem? The problem is that she'll be divorced in January. She really deserves payros. And then it'll take till June for her to wake up and ask for the payros, and then she won't be able to prove the payros were her since January. So Tosa says that's not a problem. After all, right, let's assume that most people eventually will learn, you know, will learn proper legal tactics. Why is that not a problem? Because when she receives the get, what should she do? What? Immediately run to Bezdin. She should immediately run to Bezdin, right? And what's his lashon here? Etc. Tavi Gita LeBezdin Ole Eidim VeYitzvulah Shmeyosayom on Nisgarsha. She should go to Bezdin or to Eidim and have them write a bashtar that she was already that she was already divorced. So even without Zman, right? Don't need a takana. Why? So says Tosfos. Even without Zman, she can take the get biyom nisinaso and have a shtar written. Right? You don't mean zman. They should have just given her advice. And they didn't have to give her advice. But stamma, the lawyers will give her advice. Whenever she's divorced with a get without zman, she should immediately take it to bed and they'll write up a shtar that she was divorced this day and she'll have a proper proof. Meaning, since she only gets peiros b'shas nesina, so at shas nesina she's holding the get. When she's holding the get, she could go and have someone write down a shtar as to what date it is, and therefore there's no need for a takana. The Ramban.
They didn't care about
this stuff. Great question. He says here. Well, the formulation here he says is. Tavi gita la bezdin o la edim v'yichtvu lashmi oso yom. She could go to bezdin or to edim. How can edim write a star based on a star? So you have to say that again. This is, works better for Tosos and bezdin for Tosos and aleph, which luckily we're not discussing now. That this Tosos is like some of the deos and Tosos in ksubas that you don't need dasam eschayev to write a star against what we normally assume, and therefore it'd be okay for other edim to write a star even without dasam eschayev. Okay, we're not getting into that now. The Ramban gives a few other technical answers. It doesn't really make a difference. It's all sort of the same. Says the Ramban. He says other technical answers. He says, no, even without Zman, she can go to Bezdin Biyom Nisinaso and take her property back immediately. Meaning, what's the problem with peiros? The husband's eating peiros from her field. Hold on. If she gets the peiros back from the day of Nesina, on the day of Nesina, she could bring the get to Bezdin. And he says, skip the middleman. Why have Bezdin write a shtar that it was today she can go to the peiros? Just have Bezdin give her fields back today, and then the peiros will be hers in the first place. Right? Or another option the Ramban says is, he gives two possibilities, is that even without Zman, many people know when the get was nitan. It's easier for her to find proof when the get was given. Because when a get is given, lots of people hear about it. There's a kol, right? There's a kol. And therefore, it'll always be easy for her to prove when the get was nitan. There's a kol, a million people know, she'll just bring them all to Bezdin. So therefore, they say, it's not that it's going to work, but you don't need a takana. Okay. So
is there a general principle here that the person can protect himself, Bezdin doesn't protect, the Chacham don't make a Chacham to protect
him? I think that's a common sense principle. Of course, it's all a matter of where to draw the line. You know, how easy and intuitive is it for someone to protect themselves? But yes, when it's easy enough for someone to protect themselves, we don't need to baby them. No, we're all old enough to agree with that. Now, it's a good question, why does Rashi not hold like Tosos? Right? Why does Rashi not hold like Tosos and the other Rishonin? It really seems to have a good point. If she gets Paris Rishas and Sinasa, why do you need Takana? Let her take care of herself. Either Rashi holds we worry about people that they'll be stupid. Rashi's more modern. You said that, not me. Anyone listening, the name of the fellow who just said that, here I don't know, we can speculate whatever we want. It could be that Rashi thinks, even though she should protect herself, the Chazal made it to Kana to protect her because they wanted to take care of even people who are stupid and mess up, or it could be that Rashi thinks he's not mastaber to him to say she can protect herself mishas nesina and that's good enough. Because in which case, what's Rish Lakish worried about? Rish Lakish is only worried about the peiros between ksiva and nesina, because after nesina, everyone can protect themselves. It's not mastaber that Rish Lakish would worry about such small peiros. Okay, I don't know. The truth is, now that I think about it, maybe what you were saying, maybe Rashi thinks, nah, Chazal still should have made it to Kana even though she could have protected herself. Correct.
Does everybody always have such easy access to the Bezdin? Maybe Rashi was just concerned that people didn't live in town of
Bezdin. Let's assume that every town has, like, someone who ensures that there's some law and order. you know, they're town elders or something. I think it's fair to assume they're town elders or something, even if there's no formal bezdin. Although yesh lain, of course, then you get into the question of, okay, depends what her family is and his family is, and, you know, maybe he's a higher social class and no one cares about her. Okay, yesh lain, anyway, we'll leave it for now. Let's go on in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al reish lakish, misham, hachi, kamachshir, Reb Shimon. Elul Reb Yochanan, my time into Reb Shimon. The machsher. For each law, because we understand why Shimon is machsher, get muktam if it was written before it was signed. Because, I mean, let's assume we already know, Rav Shimon holds the Baal loses peiros mishas ksiva, what's called nosanin lagarsha, as soon as he plans to divorce her. In which case, if you write the date of ksiva on the get, that's wonderful. That's the date he loses peiros, and that works well for Rich Lakish. El Rav Yochanan, I'm talking to Rav Shimon the machsher, but according to Rav Yochanan, why should Rav Shimon machsher get muktam with the date of ksiva on it? That doesn't make any sense. How could he machsher with the date of ksiva? After all, she could still get away with adultery, because if it was written in January and he gives it to her in September, she could get away with a lot of adultery meanwhile. So, okay, everyone admits that Reb Shimon is Mishum Peiros. They only argue whether the Chacham are Mishum Peiros or not. Everyone admits Reb Shimon is Mishum Peiros. He says you need the date Mishum Peiros, and that's why what's important is the date of Ksiva. Because that's when you lose payrolls. Whether it was signed that day, whether it was given, doesn't matter. As long as you have the date of Ketiva. For Rabbi Yochanan, now I understand that you sold Hamachlokes to Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham. Rabbi Shimon holds Mishum payrolls, and it's Mishas Ksiva. And the Chacham holds Mishum Basachoso. Elri Shlakish, my Ika being Rabbi Shimon and Rabbana. The answer is paired Mishas Ksiva, Shas Chasima, Ika, Beinaihu. For Elri Shlakish, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham? I already put on the board. Rabbi Shimon holds he loses payrolls Mishas Ksiva, so as long as you have the date of Ksiva, that's good. Who cares if they sign it the next day? The Chacham holds you lose the payrolls Mishas Chasima. If you lose the payrolls Mishas Chasima, then you need to have the date of Chasima in order to know who gets the payrolls. And that's why, if it's written one day and signed the next day, it is puzzle. The analogy Gemara is the technical question of if Chashamin Luhud, Idbar Meim, also Motin LePeiros, Rabbi Yochanan Mishas Ksiva, Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Shas Ksina, right? Don't we see the opposite? We said Rabbi Yochanan was Nesina and Rabbi Shlakish is Ksiva or Chasima. Here we see Rabbi Yochanan is Ksiva and Rabbi Shlakish is Nesina. And Tosfos says Ksiva, Chasima, same basic idea. Epoch, okay, switch it. Amalei Abaye, the Rabbi Yosef, fine, no problem. Gimel Gittin Psulem. Now, okay, we're going to need to read this Gemara a few times. Gimel Gittin Psulem in Nisa Zavad Kosher, Mahavi Lachom and Takanasam. The Mishnah says later on, and Daf Vav and Aleph, there are three Gittin that are Pasul, but they're Kosher Midoraisa. Not only the Kosher Midoraisa, but if she remarries, the Vlad is not a mamzer. So the question is, and one of them is, it doesn't say here, but if you look at the Mishnah, get without a Zman. So what do you see? Without a Zman, the get really still works. If without a Zman, the get really works, then how did this Takana help? Ahanu, Dilachachila, Lotinase. No, it still works that this get is puzzle and she's not allowed to remarry. If she does remarry, she can stay married in the end, we paskin there. And her kid is not a mamzer, but since she can't get married this blood.
Well, if it's the Rabbanim, since it's the Rabbanim, we don't say date say?
That's a machlokas later on in the Gemara, and we paskin, meaning bottom line, we paskin that in the Rambam says any get that's possible me Rabbanan, ain't a Vlad Mamzer, and lo Teitzei. Some of the Rishonim argue, they say there might be depend, there's different levels of Psul to Rabbanan, but, you know, the Rambam says, and that's the, I think the simple shot in the Gemara, we didn't go through all the sugyas, that when a get is possible to Rabbanan, lo Teitzei. Okay, it's not obvious. It's Machlok Samarayim. That just happens to be how we paskin.
There's no way to that you should write another get?
It could be, but that, at the very least, that's not possible. And also, that won't necessarily help because then, if you wrote another get, and once she's already married, she's a sota, it's not going to help. Okay, so now the question is, what's the question and what is the answer? The answer is still lechatchila. It would not help her to get remarried. She would not be allowed to remarry. How is that a good answer? So here Rashi and almost all the Rishonim, probably almost all the Rishonim that we know of, say, how is that an answer? Let's take for sure for Rabbi Yochanan and Basachosa, right? Rabbi Yochanan says he wants to be Chapal Basachosa, right? What's the problem? Before the Takana, he could have written her get without a Zman and let her get away with adultery. Now they made a Takana. So the Gemara asks, what does it help to make this Takana? If he wants to save her from... If he wants to save her from adultery,
from her chiyuv misa, he'll just write her a get without a zman. The answer is, it works because lechatchila she can't remarry based on this get. So Rashi asks, what kind of answer is this? It works because lechatchila she can't marry based on the get. Not betom. He'll still do it to get away with the chapel basachosa. Who cares if she can lechatchila remarry? He wants to get her out of a chiyuv misa. So how is this a valid answer? So what does Rashi say? How is this a valid answer? What's the answer that Chachilu Lutinasi really mean according to Rashi? Notice he's adding something to the Gemara. We should all have in our minds when we read the Gemara with Rashi that, A, we understand why Rashi says what he says, but we're wondering if there's another option, which we may or may not get to today. But what does Rashi say? What's the answer of Chachilu Lutinasi? How's that an answer? The kasha is that Takana didn't work. He'll still help her get away with adultery. The answer is, no, he won't help her get away with adultery because the Chachilu Lutinasi. He'll still let her get away with it. Right? Who cares about Chachilu Lutinasi? He wants her to not get killed. Right? What should we do with Chachilu? You know what? A year later, he'll write her another get and let her Chachilu Lutinasi. That's not the end of the world. So what does Rashi say the answer is? It doesn't really mean Chachilu Lutinasi. That's not a valid answer, but rather, what does Rashi say? Since Chachilu Lutinasi, no one will agree to write the get for him. Because it's also lechatchila, I mean, it's not the real kiyuv lechatchila. Since it's also lechatchila, therefore, he's going to go to a sofer and say, write me a get without a zman. Sofer will say, no, that's also lechatchila. I can't do that. It's against my professional practices. The sofer is not willing to violate halacha in order to save this guy's niece, machpat lo. Right? And not only that, the edim won't sign. What if he writes a get in his own handwriting and gives it to her without a zman, then he's not totally on sofer and edim. And we know a get b'ksav yado v'enel of edim is also enel vlad mamzer, one of the gimel gittin. So some of the Rishonim say, Tosfos Rosh here says, that's not shkiyah, but the guy knows how to write a get in his own handwriting, so don't worry about it. Tosfos Rid here says, nah, if he writes it in his own handwriting, then it'll be so obvious that this is a trick that Bezim won't accept it. They'll kill her anyway. Okay, let's come back to that in a moment. So now the Gemara asks, Gazil isman didei v'yava ni'olamai. According to Rashi, this next line of the Gemara reads, and Rashi and almost all the Rishonim reads very nicely. If the previous answer was, even if he'll try to cheat, the sofer and edim will cooperate, then the question is, what if he tries to cheat without their cooperation? He has the sofer write a proper get with isman, and he has the edim ra sign a proper get with isman, and then afterwards he cuts out the isman. Then he can get away with it, get away with murder, or technically adultery. The answer is, Amalei the Ramai lo chayshinan. Okay, you have to figure out what this means as well. We're not worried about such ramos. What does it mean, we're not worried about such ramos? Meaning, the assumption is that in this case, it'll be obvious to everyone what he's trying to do. And we don't think that he will try to cheat in a way that's obvious to everyone what he's trying to do. That far, he wouldn't.
He'll get caught.
What will happen in Bez then? We're not 100% sure yet. But it'll be so obvious that he's a cheater that he won't be willing to do this. Okay, let's leave that for now.
How come you still need Eid Masira then? So maybe they won't agree to give it yet.
No, Sav Yodo, even that Eid Masira is Pasol v'mnises lo teitze. I'm not saying it's okay with that Eid Masira, but it's still v'mnises lo teitze. It's still on a deraisa level kosher. Okay? Rashi, Rashi Vamad Aleph, has two opinions why it's Nisis Lotetze. Okay, but that's the Psach. Okay, fighter. Lemaisa, we said this Lomdis actually in Daf Gimel and Beis Dalad Man Aleph. We said maybe it is kosher mi deraisa because Odas Baldin Kame Edim Dami, and therefore his Ksav Yado counts as Edim, as Edi Chasima. Or maybe just because, since it's proven that it's from him, on a deraisa level, that's good enough. Okay, the work continues. They asked a question. What if you wrote a vague date? Right? Just what week it was, or what month it was, or what year it was, or what Shemitah cycle. It wasn't really kosher. That's okay. I mean, obviously, they knew this was going to be the answer. A vague date is okay. Okay, how does this takana help if you can write a vague date? That'll let her get away with a lot of things. Because after all, when it comes to peros, he'll still be able to steal a whole year of peros. And when it comes to adultery, she'll be able to get away with a whole year of adultery. The answer is, ahanu l'shvua d'kame l'shvua d'basrei. No, it works. Now, this is not a practical answer. This is a formal answer. Formally, there's a zman. You don't see the takana. How does that help? The answer is it helps to exclude the last week
in the previous week or the last year, the previous year, and the upcoming year. Right? If you think about this, let's say he just writes Tafshin Pei. How does that help? It helps that if she committed adultery in Tafshin Ayin Tes, she's not be able to get away with it. And it helps that if he takes payrolls in Tafshin Pei Aleph, he won't be able to get away with it. And even though it's partial, so technically it still squeezes in and it's kosher word of the takana. And why would they make the takana and not require exact? Even if you say the date, how do you know if it's a morning or afternoon? What's the point of writing a day? It doesn't help for this morning and later this afternoon. No, it excludes yesterday and tomorrow. So, once it's not exact, so it can be not exact. Here in Lashon Chazal, always meaning not what we call Shavua, but 7 years, 7 year cycle. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Kasvei Va'osvei Bekiste Dimefaisa Tifayis Mai. What if he writes it and puts it in his pocket, and let's assume, like Tosa says in Pashup Shat, in terms of Basachoso, what if he writes it again and puts it in his pocket to see if they make up or not? He's not sure whether to divorce her or not, and he keeps it in his pocket for a year. Then it's a problem. See, he can give it her a year later, but the date is a year earlier, and if she committed adultery, she'll get away with it. No, that's unlikely to happen. We don't worry about it because a person does not do something bad any earlier than he needs to. If he's not sure if he wants a divorce or he doesn't write a get now, a get is bad, he waits till later. And therefore, it's not going to happen. Fine, you're going to say if the guy's in town, he won't write a get today and give it in 10 months. But when he sends a get from Dina Sayan, the date is 10 months ago, right? The date is in Nisan, 6 months ago, and she only receives in Tishrei, so she could get away with adultery for the last 6 months. She won't get away with anything, because there's a call. When a get comes from Medina Sayam, people know when it was given, and it won't be able to fool anyone. Okay, let us now deal with something difficult that perhaps you can help me with, because it's not so pashut. Let me ask the following question. What about after the takana? Remember, we spent a lot of time on the previous board before they made the takana. If she brought a get without a zman, and we weren't sure if she was divorced before or after the adultery, the assumption is she would get away with it. And we asked, why would she get away with it? And we did all these chronim. How about after the takana? After the takana, if we have a suffix when she was divorced, will she get away with it or will she not get away with it? And there are many, many such examples of cases like this after the takana. So, for example, how about achar ha-takana? What if you don't know if she was divorced before this nus or after this nus? Now, there are many different cases of this. One case of this is already the machloksin Rashi and Tosfos Masechta Gazi Lizman. What if she erases or... what if she erases or cuts out the Zman, right? What if she deletes the Zman from the get after it was written? Will she get away with adultery or will she not get away with adultery? Right? Valid question. So here's question number one, case number one. Let's say this, right? Gazye Lizman. Will she get away with it or not? What does Rashi seems to say here, Gaz Lizman V'yava Niyala, etc. Ukshemotziato Hare Becheses Megoreshes V'lo Miktala. She'll get away with it. She won't be. It'll be a good tactic. She'll get away with it, and she won't be killed. Says Rashi. Then how does it kind of work? But we don't think people will do this because it's too obvious. Says the Tosfos Rid the same thing. Perish Yiftu Mazman, etc. Get kosher hu v'yichapel basachoso. He'll successfully cover up for her. Says Tosos the same thing. But he has the kasha. The Gemara says, you won't stuff laman aleph haman aleph. Right? Meaning, our Gemara says, how did the kind of working cut out this man? The Peshad in our Gemara, how did the kind of working cut out this man? Sounds like he'll be able to cover up for her. That's why it's a kasha. But the Gemara Yuvama stuff laman aleph haman aleph says, they asked why they didn't make a takana zman in kedushin, and they said, "Well, there's no point making a takana zman in kedushin because what's going to happen if they make a takana zman in the shtar kedushin? Let's say if she's holding a shtar kedushin and they put zman, so we'll know when she was married. What if she commits adultery? What's the point of zman? Let's take First of all, Reish Lakish says that those manish Shtar Kiddushin, because Shtar Kiddushin is only Eversin, and there's no payros for Eversin, and therefore no point to payros. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no manish Shtar Kiddushin, because what's the point of Zman? To prove she was married to a killer, she commits adultery. So what do we do? We'll have a Shtar Kiddushin with a Zman. She was married, I don't know, Dalid Shvat. So then if she commits adultery, we can mechayev her. Say, hold on a second. Who's holding the Shtar? She's holding the Shtar. The Gemara discusses all the other options. If she's holding the Shtar, how is this man going to help? She'll just rip up the Shtar and say, I'm Becheskes Pnuya and I was never married, and we can't convict her. And therefore, there's no point in this man. They say, or she'll erase this man. They say, but in get, she can't erase this man because she needs this man to save herself. What does that sound like? It sounds like in get, she needs this man to save herself, meaning if she erases this man, she'll be chayav misa. So therefore, you have mashmo sosros. In Gittin, Daf Yud Ches, not Yud Ches, we're still in Yud Zayin, Amud Beis. In Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis. It's mashma that she's Petura. Why? Because the more asked, how does the kind of help? There's still a way to be Mechapeth. Mashma, she's Petura. But in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, it says, she needs this man to save herself. Sounds like she erased this man, she's Chayevis. So, that's a good question. So, says Tosfos, here, nah, go with what it sounds like in Gittin. Oh, what does it mean? That it says, Latzoli Zaka Asi. No, not like Rashi said there. We'll come back to Rashi there in a moment. But, rather, what does Tosfos say? Omari, the Kisvura Sheipasol Bakach. It just means she thinks she needs this man to save herself. She doesn't really need this man to save herself. Really, she could save herself without this man. But Svur, she thinks, it's all psychological, she thinks she needs this man to save herself. That's what he says, and Yavama says she thinks she needs this man to save herself. So, how do you deal with this? Stira says, Tosfos, she's really Ptura, and this is just what she thinks. This is just what she thinks. Okay, there may perhaps be another option. What does Rashi say in Yevamos? Because Rashi in Yevamos takes that Gemara Kepshuto. Rashi in Yevamos takes that Gemara Kepshuto. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, right there, Hashle detikon rabbanan zman. Now that we have the kind of zman, ilom maisila. If she doesn't bring the get with the zman, mokminila chazaka v'katlinila, we kill her. She does need zman to save her. If she erases the zman, we kill her. Right. So he takes the gemara in Yevamos Kipshuto. Rashi in Yevamos, he says, no. She's really chayevis. Without a zman, she's really chayevis. What is Rashi going to do with our Gemara? What is Rashi going to do with our Gemara? So here it gets a little tricky. What could be Rashi's methodology? What? Anyone? Whenever you have a stira between two Gemaras, what does Tosfos have to do? What? He has to resolve the stira. When there's a stira between Gemaras, what does Rashi have to do? It's not clear, right? There are different opinions in the Achronim, but many Achronim assume that no, Rashi was not necessarily worried about being Yashim or Risogya. There are exceptions. There are many places where Rashi pulls a Tosfos. There are places where the Rif pulls a Tosfos. There are places where Gaon pulls a Tosfos. But in general, Rashi may have been comfortable saying, no, this Sugya held that way, and that Sugya held a different way. Rashi read the Sugya Yevamos. The Sugya Yevamos held that if she erases his mind, she's Chayav Misa. So she needs the man to save herself. Rashi in Gittin, Ren Ar Gemara Kipshuto, says, no, we see that she does get away with it. So the Chor, it's a machlok sasugyas. That's the Chor Pash of Shanim Rashi, for Rashi himself at the very least. Lechora, it's really Petura. And it's a machlokes hasugyos.
You could, if you wish, give a few other answers. Meaning, basically, Tosfos says the Gaon of Vilna didn't really mean it, really. Follow our Gemara, and she's Ptura. Rashi, if you put Rashi and Yevamos and Rashi getting together, or is it reasonable, he's the same person. Rashi and Yevamos says, no, she's in Chayevus without his man. His man, la toliti da kaasi. Rashi in our sugya says she'd be Pater. He says explicitly, lo miktola. So, Kobi Rashi, there's a machlok sasunyas. If you want, you could say that, and this is what many of the Achronim suggest, I haven't found it explicitly in Rishonim, that, no, you really go with the Gemara and Yevamos, and you could re-explain the Gemara and Gittin. What could you say? You could say, I didn't really leave us room, but maybe Rashi and Yevamos, this is Rashi Yevamos plus Gittin, Machlokas Asunyas. Maybe you could say for Rashi and Yevamos, if you're willing to say that. Now, here it's a little tricky, because Rashi himself probably just thought of Machlokas Asunyas. But if you're going to take the approach of Rashi and Yevamos, you could stick that into Gittin as well. You could say she's really Chayevus. Right? Oh, what does the Gemara Gittin mean? If you think she's really chayiv, she deletes this man. How could you fit that into our Gemara Gittin? What could you say? You could say that's the answer of the Ramai lo chayshinan. Right, the Pnei Yeshua and others suggest this. That's what the Ramai lo chayshinan means. The Ramai lo chayshinan means we're not worried about this Ramaus because they won't get away with it. We're not worried about this Ramos. We're not worried about pulling this obvious trick. Because if you pull the obvious trick, you won't get away with it. So you could say that's the maskana. Maybe l'ramai lo chayshinan because it won't work. Yeah, the Ramai lo chayshinan, we're not worried about this Ramos. If you're going to tell me innocent mistakes, etc., then we have to deal with it. But we're not worried about Ramos. If you're going to tell me, what if he happens to write a Gebelos Man? No, that won't happen. They won't cooperate, etc. If you're going to tell me, no, he'll pull a shtick. If he pulls a shtick, we won't get away with it. If he pulls a shtick, we already said in Yevamos, that will kill her. So it could be that's what the Ramai lo chayshinan means, he won't get away with the shtick. Theoretically, some of the Achronim suggest, if you want to, you could, but this is a big assumption, you could say the Gemara Yevamos and Gittin are not talking about the same case. What has Gemara Yevamos said he did with his man? He erased. She erased it. What does our Gemara say he did with his man?
Cut it off.
What's the meaning cutting off and erasing? If you erase this man, then we notice that there's a part that's erased. If you cut this man off very skillfully, you might be able to cut it off in a way that it just looks like there was never such a part of the paper. Right? Keep in mind, anyone ever seen a ksuba? How does it start? Bechamishi v'shavas, right? Arba yamim l'chodesh shvat shnas chameshes alafim shvameyos u'shmonim l'minyan sh'anu monim po yushalayim mirakodesh shibanim sikonim. If you're good, you can manage to cut off that beginning and leave the rest of it, and it'll just look like it says, Po ira kodesh, po yushalayim ira kodesh, banim si koneng, anin sadi, v'chuli v'chuli. Or you'll just start with anin sadi. Meaning, what you could say is that Gemara is talking about erasing. Erasing is clumsy and noticeable. You won't get away with that. Bezdin will say, come on, we see the trick, chayav misa. Our Gemara is saying, no, maybe he'll be so skillful, he'll be able to cut it out in a way that no one will notice, and it'll look like the sofer just wrote it without his man. And they'll say, oh, the sofer wrote it without his man. The sofer didn't really know all the proper takanas, but we can't punish you for that, and we'll still let you get away with it. And then Gemara's answer, my lo chayshinan, that he can get away with it this well, he'll manage to get them to write in a way that he can cut it out and get away with it and make it look good, and that's unlikely lo chayshinan.
That can't be Rashi's pshat.
But let's say Alpir, or you could say that, and that's not Rashi, because Rashi doesn't focus on that in Yevamos, right? And certainly not here.
Here he says he did such a bad job.
But maybe you could say that a fourth possibility is you could say maybe it's two different cases. Right? Maybe, let's call this also, let's call it Ulai
Alpi Rashi Yevamos. There's a million achronim to make all these suggestions. Maybe Alpi Rashi Yevamos, you could say that Mechika, she's Chayeves Misa, because it's Ramos Nikeres. Gziza, she's Petura, because it's Ramos Mutzlachas. Right? It's a success for Ramos. He really fooled us into thinking she just went to a lazy sofa who didn't write his man, and there's nothing suspicious. And then the Gemara's answer makes perfect sense. The Ramai lo chashinan. That level of Ramos that you'll get away with it and it won't even look suspicious? That we're not koshish for. It can happen, but it's one in a million and we're not koshish for it. Okay, so lemaisa, it's still an open question. What is the halacha lemaisa about Gazi Lizman? Do we kill her or do we not kill her? Pshat of our Gemara is that we don't kill her. Pshat of the Gemara in Yevamos is we would kill her. So, Tosfos and most Rishonim say, really, we don't kill her. In Yevamos, it just meant she thinks you might kill her, so she won't erase it, because she's not a Talmid Chacham. But you could say it's machlokes because of sugyas, or you could say both sugyas agree that you'll kill her if you see an erase man. Our sugya just means maybe he can do it so skillfully that it won't look suspicious, and we're not choshish. Or our sugya had a have a meaning you'd get away with it. Then said, Ramayin Luchashinan, what Ramayin Luchashinan means is that we don't let you get away with it. Okay, Lemaisa, we have a machlokes. I messed this up with all the different sugyas. Let's just ask Gazya Lizman. So what is the Shitas? The Shitas is Rashi and Gittin and the Rid and Tosfos say she is Petura. Rashi and Yevamos says she is Chayeves. And again, what is Rashi and Yevamos going to do with our sugya? Simple shot is he doesn't care. That's not his derech to have to wonder. We deal with this. The two sugyas sound different. The two sugyas are different. How do we paskin? He's not paskin yet. You know, he's writing payers, not a psak. But we have two possible answers where we could have said either to differentiate between Mathik and Ziza, or to say, you know, the maskan of our Gemara doesn't work. What are other cases that might come up? So, the famous, the Rid already discussed, Ksav Yado. Right? What about Ksav Yado? Kosav, Biksav Yado, Ve'en Bozman. Right, which after all he can get away with. He doesn't need a sofer and he doesn't need Adim to be kosev biksav yado ve'ein lo to be kosev biksav yado ve'ein lo zman. Tosos Rush, which I did not put on the Makoros, but I think really exists. The Rid I did put on the Makoros. Yeah, I should have. I don't think I did, but I should have. What does the Tosfos Rush say here? Very briefly, he says, "V'im Tomer, maybe you write b'ksav yado. Nah, lo chashina rov anoshim don't know how to write. Meaning, most people don't know how to write a get. Most people didn't know how to write in those days. Certainly, to write a get, you know, you needed to have a high standard of literacy. So, but what does the Tosfos Rush assume? Tosfos Rush assumes she'd be Petura." Right? That's why, yes, can he get away with the chapeh by writing b'ksav yado? The answer is he can, but since it's not shchiach, they didn't worry about it. While the Tosfos Rid on the side says she'd be chayeves. Right? He says explicitly, nah, that's not going to work. And the Tosfos Rush says, if you write b'ksav yado ve'en bozman, it'll be a suffix, she'll be ptura. Tosfos says, nah, she'll be chayeves. No chance. What does he say again? He says, lo mashkechina be'bezdin wouldn't pay any attention to this get. I mean, l'chaps lo kasvo. They'd say, oh, he's just writing it to cover up for her. We won't take this seriously, and they won't give any credence to the get. I mean, they'll give credence. They'll say he wrote it afterwards to cover up for her. What are other cases where this comes up? The very, very radical view of the tour. What about Stam? Stam get she'en bozman. What about a stam get she'in bozman? Our Gemara says, okay, but what if she has a get she'in bozman? Our Gemara, Rashi says they won't write it for her. What if they did write it for her? Right? She goes to court, not with ksav yada, with a stam get she'in bozman. What will, she's caught for adultery, comes to court with the get she'in bozman. What will happen? We know we started for the takana, she would get away with it. Does that change after the takana? Says the Torah, simple shot of the Torah, what does the Torah say? Once after the takana is different, after the takana is different, after the takana, Tomer came to Shrikhal Havi Raya. Right? achar takana, because before the takana, the answer is obvious. We cleared why, but the pshak is obvious. Says the Torah, and the Beis Yosef says he means what he says and says what he meant. He says she's chayeves. And before the takana, she would have gotten away with it. After the takana, she's chayeves. Just in common sense, you could say fancier. In common sense, what changed before and after the takana? Why before the takana would she be innocent in Bezdin? But after the takana, she'd be guilty in Bezdin if she has a star without his man? Because before the takana, if she had a star without his man, a get without his man, that's a standard get. It's a suffix. You have to use cheskas this, cheskas that, and it turns out she's potter. After the takana, if she has a get without his man, what does everyone think? And she's pulling shtick. It stinks to high heaven. After the takana, she now has a get that's against the takana. That stinks to high heaven. No chance. And therefore, he says she is chayeves. The Bach says, of course, the Torah could never have meant such a thing. First of all, the Rishon and our sugya say, what does Rashi say in our sugya? The simple shot in our sugya, at least. Maybe he doesn't say it so explicitly, but the pashas of our sugya is that mahu yil b'takanasam, that a get without his mom would work to save her. Right? That's the pashup shot. In our sugya, the Tosas Rid says very explicitly. Okay. I mean, no one really says so explicitly because it's just the pashas of our Gemara. Right? So the pashtas of our Gemara, what does our Gemara say? Since it works, Maho ilu b'takanasam, Pasha sugyas that she's Petura, and this is, the Bach says, right, the Torah could never have said it, right? What happens whenever any great posek says something very radical? Yeah, I can bet you any amount of money that someone will come and say, they didn't really mean it, right? Whenever someone says something really, really interesting, you're bound to have a mefarish who says they, of course, didn't mean it. So the Beis Yosef says he meant the Bach says, of course that's not what he meant. He didn't mean that a get without his man will kill her. Rather, what he meant was either that in a get without his man, we will suspect her of rishos and be machmer and her midrabanan. Okay. Or, which, again, it could be, but that's not the lush of the Torah. Or what he meant was, if she has no get, we'll kill her. Which is a little stickier and sticking to the Torah. But it doesn't matter if the Bach gives a doch of chat in the Torah. The ikar is, he's not willing to accept that the Torah actually meant such a thing. So, Torah, lefi the Bach. But who might be the mucker of the Torah? Does anyone know which Rishon, earlier Rishon, the Torah might have been working off? Say, after the Takana is different, because now it stinks. Before the Takana, she would get away with it, because it didn't stink. Everyone's getting a nose man, and go figure. I mean, before the Takana would say, sounds very questionable, but nothing stinks, because she has the same get as all the other ladies. Now, when everyone has a get with his man, and she has a get without his man, it stinks, and we ignore that. Who might the Torah be basing himself on? I think Rashi and Yevamos. What is Rashi and Yevamos? Rashi was talking about where they erased it. That clearly stinks. Right? But the Lashon of Rashi and Yevamos, let me read you the Lashon of Rashi and Yevamos. You're listening, Effie? Says Rashi and Yevamos, E lo tikum rabbanan zman, havi motzi lach puyle. Before the Takana's man, he could have covered up for her. Umisfeke lo katlinu, he wouldn't have killed her because it would be a suffix. Avol hashed tikum rabbanan, E lo maisi le mokminu lachazak katlinu. Now the rabbanan made the Takana, if she doesn't bring this man, we keep her b'chez kasei shizesh and killed her. He doesn't say, if we see an erasure that makes us extra suspicious. It could be he meant that. But if you look at the Lashon of Rashi, it says, now that they made a Takana of Zman, if she doesn't bring Zman, we kill her. It sounds like that's Pashas Rashi Yevamos more radical than he needs to be. Why is he more radical than he needs to be? Because he just thought it was true. Right? And I think this is Pashas of Rashi and Yevamos, which would also solve the other problem, which is, why would the Torah say something that's not found in any earlier Rishonim? The answer is, it is found in early Rishonim. It's found in Rashi and Yevamos. What's the Torah going to do about our sugya? Then what is our sugya asking? Our sugya says, Gimel gittim sum yisal kashim, how did the Takana work? Our sugya says, the Takana is worthless. What does that mean? If the Takana is worthless, that means she's innocent. He can be mechapeh. What's the Torah going to do with our sugya? So one possible answer is, he would say, no, that's the halfing of our sugya, but what's the maskana? The maskana of our sugya is, Ahani dilachachila lo tinase. What does it mean, ahani dilachachila lo tinase? This is what the Taz says, defend the Torah. The Taz says, That's the Gemara's answer. Lechatchila, you can't use a get like this. And if lechatchila, you can't use a get like this, then whoever has a get like this that you're not allowed to use lechatchila is obviously suspicious. If you'd say, yeah, there are different options, then Beseder is not suspicious. If you have a get, you give your wife a get that she can't use for remarriage, that only works on a Doraisa level, but not for remarriage, why would anyone give their wife a get that she can't use lechatchila to linase? If she could use the lechachila, you're lazy, you gave her an inferior... Someone says, why did the guy give his wife a get without all the chumras? The answer is because it works, so he gave it to her and he was lazy. Why would anyone give his wife a get that lechachila she can't remarry based on? So go to the Rabbanut, they'll say, you might be divorced on a certain level, theoretically, but you can't remarry with this get. Why would anyone give his wife a get lechachila tinase? The answer is to pull shtick and bezdin in the capital case for his nus aishus ish, and therefore he reads that into the maskana of our sugya. Okay, there's another way to read our sugya as well.
Which gets into the rabbi to the chaladam, right? That's the nusach of the get. So that would the chora include the rabbanon as well? No.
Yes, that's what the get thinks, but that doesn't mean it always succeeds. And I say, you owe me $1 million. That doesn't mean it's true, even if I write it on a piece of paper. Right? So Erechad of Get says, but it doesn't work. And what you can do with our sugya, you could say that this is the Perush, that's what the Taz says, of the Maskanas Lechatchila Lo Tinase. What's the Maskana? The Havmina was, this Takana doesn't work, he'll be Mechaper by writing Get without his mind. The maskon is, though, now that they made a takana that you can't remarry if you get without his man, now it's suspicious. Once it's suspicious, then already she is chayev es misa.
Why would suspicion make her chayev misa?
Good question. Okay. Why would, basically, in all these three cases, what I'm saying is there's some shita in Rishonim. Which shita in Rishonim is the non mechudah shita here? Which shita in Rishonim is the easy shita? I think, in terms of Svara, in terms of Svara, this is easy, right? Misafik lokatlina lay. Nothing changed after the Takana. This is easy. It's easy to say she's Ptura. Why is she Ptura? Because we already said the Chazaka, the Hashta, plus the Cheskas Kashras outweighs the Cheskas Eishes Ish, right? Easy. And if you don't think it's easy, Ayin Tosus de Rasul Mishum and Yitzayinim and Aleph. And if you don't understand the Tosos, look at all the Achronim. But in the end, it works out. Right? Ayin Tosos Dibur Maskel Mishum. Fine. Why would you say she's Chayeves Misa? And I keep saying because it's suspicious. Right? Which is the only shot I'm comfortable saying. Because it's suspicious. I would love to say even that it's not suspicious. But okay, I'm not ready to do that yet. And you'll stone me. What's the Svara? So let's give ourselves... What's the svara to say? Just clearly it's suspicious. Now, you could argue on where to draw the line of suspicion, right? But clearly, if you cut out the zman or erased it, that's very suspicious, right? If you wrote it handwritten without any edim or anything, that's clearly suspicious, right? She committed adultery and comes with a handwritten get without zman. That's suspicious. Or for that matter, a handwritten get with zman. That's equally suspicious, right? I mean, he'll put the right zman. He'll put the convenient zman, right? Doesn't matter. Or the Ainbo's Man Mashmauti. Or he has a get without his man after a takana that everyone else in the world has a get with his man. That's clearly suspicious. So what? Since when do we kill people because we're suspicious, right? That sounds more like Salem witch trials than Maseches Sanhedrin. Since when do we keep people just because we're suspicious? So let's ask the question, right? Granted that it's suspicious, right? Why is she Chayeves Misa? Just because we're suspicious. I know, and there's Cheskes Eishes Ish, but keep in mind, before the Takana, there were Edom and Asra, there was Cheskes Eishes Ish, and nonetheless, Tosfos explained, Grusha Lefaneinu and Cheskes Kashrus, we don't kill her. None of that changed. She's still Grusha Lefaneinu, and she's still a Cheskes Kashrus. Just because someone, the husband's pulling shtick, doesn't mean that she commits adultery. So what changed? So anyone want to, I mean, all the Achronim brackets talk about it. I don't want to start reading everyone. Anyone have an idea? The truth is, it's a very straightforward idea. The Ketzos, I think, has the most straightforward idea. If anyone learns Sanhedrin, you might be able to be mechaving to the Ketzos. Anyone see the cap of this on next to their feet?
Yeah.
Okay. That there's no statistical significance to that sentence. The says that it says something very nice. Remember how in Dinei Mamonos you don't need Drisha Chakira? I know Midrabanan, right? Is it true that in all Dinei Mamonos you don't need Drisha Chakira? Did anyone, someone here, right? I think I said on last Makorah sheet, look in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, in Sanhedrin, the very first Amud of Perek Echad Dinei Mamonos, they asked a question and they gave an answer. And then I stopped my quote. But there are more answers in Amud Beis. Anyone's curiosity caused them to keep reading in the Gemara? Right? I'd like to hope so. If not, I'm going to have Chalish Sadas. Do you ever need Drisha Hakir and Dinei Mamonos? Kan Bidin Maruma. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if you take my word for it. Rav Papa Amar Idibo Das Valvos. Kam Bedin Maruma, Kam Bedin Jaina Maruma. No, it depends if it stinks or not. Maruma Ramos. Kidre Shlokish, Rish Lokish, Rowing Sibet Sedic, Tishwadam Sapu Sibet Sedic, Sedic, Turdo, Fakate, Sad, Kam Bedin Maruma, Kam Bedin She, Eina Maruma. Why does one Pasuk say, notice this is Doraisa Bet Sedic? The other Pasuk says Sedic, Sedic. Bet Sedic means you shouldn't be a liar. Tzedek, tzedek means you should be extra careful to not make mistakes. What's the stira? If it's a regular dinshena maruma, so try to be honest, try to be straightforward, try to follow proper procedures. If it's a din maruma, double check, triple check, quadruple check, do everything you can to figure it out. Meaning, this is a principle over shas. If something stinks, Bez Din has no right to say, well, it's not our fault. You know, kolor tovah yitzavar edim, right? Effie sues Isaac, and it stinks. Bez Din can say, look, he has two kosher witnesses, and he's telling that he's making a claim. If he's lying, him and the two kosher witnesses will go to hell, and we followed proper procedure. The Gemara says, you can't do that. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, in a din meruma, you have to get to the bottom of it. And specifically, Gemara said, Drisha Hakira says the ketos, that remember yesterday's shiur. Maybe you should need Zman D'Oraisa because of Drisha B'Chakira. No, for whatever reason, you don't need Zman D'Oraisa. Says the Ktos that's only if it's not a Din Meruma, if it doesn't stink. But if it stinks, if it's a Din Meruma, then Mi D'Oraisa, you need Drisha B'Chakira. Once Mi D'Oraisa, you need Drisha B'Chakira, so without a Zman, it's no good. And that's why you kill her. You say, you're bringing a get to prove your divorce. The get doesn't have a Zman. It doesn't meet the standards of Drisha B'Chakira. We cannot admit that as evidence in this court case. And that's why we kill her, because the rule of Drisha... Now, again, we can't kill someone because it stinks. But because it stinks, we reinstate the Daraisa rule of Drisha Hakira. Once we reinstate the Daraisa rule of Drisha Hakira, now you'll tell me there are five explanations why we Daraisa don't Drisha Hakira. This might not work according to all of them, but it at least works according to some of them. Certainly according to who you'll say, from where he's starting. Me Daraisa don't Drisha Hakira. Once me Daraisa don't Drisha Hakira, her get is invalid. So says the Ketzos. The Ketzos, because the Inan Drisha Hakira. Min HaTorah B'din Meruma. So once Din Meruma, we understand why we throw it out of court. There are more clever
answers.
No. For this court case. Meaning, we might accept this get as evidence in a different court case where it wasn't Meruma. Right? Meaning, the Din Meruma... Each court case, and you know. Let me give you an example. Let's say she brought a very suspicious get without a date, and there were no payros, there was no adultery, anything. 5 years later, she wants to remarry. She brings this really suspicious get without a date. But Lamaisa was given to her at some point. She could remarry now. There's nothing suspicious right now, so we'd accept her without Drisha Hakira. There's nothing suspicious about the case we're dealing with now, but when we're dealing with the case of adultery and in a questionable time... Then, the rule of Drisha Hakira Din Meruma might depend on the context. If she brings it in a context where it stinks, we'll passel the get as a raya. If she brings it in context where it doesn't stink, we'll accept it as a raya. Okay, you're going to ask me a very difficult question. If it might sometimes be an acceptable raya, sometimes not an acceptable raya, what does that mean in terms of Ege Chasima Karsi, in terms of whether it was ever chal? And I'll say, I'm not going to answer that now.
Before the
takana, it didn't stink. She committed adultery and then brought a get without his mind. Before the takana, many getting didn't have his mind. So it could just be that it could just be that she got a get without his man and then slept with someone because she wasn't married anymore, and it doesn't necessarily stink.
It's not the context of the adultery, it's the fact that now there's a standard to have.
Exactly, exactly. Correct. I mean, you need a high level of stink. Now, where do you draw the line? Obviously, is subjective. But you understand, that's what Rashi learned in Torah say. After the takana, it stinks a lot more. That makes a lot of sense. Even before the takana, it stink a little. All right, you have to draw the line someplace. That might really depend on before the takana, what percentage of people wrote a date anyway. You might say before the takana, if everyone else wrote a date anyway and you didn't, it might stink. But maybe before the takana, a lot of people didn't write a date on their get. And then, like, why does it necessarily stink? She has a get, she slept with a man, maybe she's pulling shtick, or maybe taka, the reason she slept with him is just she has a get.
But also, aren't the two Edom claiming that she was an Ashes at the time?
No, they're just claiming they gave her Asra. And now you could say, doesn't it stink because she accepted their hasra? But it could be, no, she, again, aim with herself. Then why did she accept their hasra? Why did she just tell them on the spot, you should know I'm divorced? I mean, they said, we're giving hasra, so why didn't she just say, what do you mean I'm divorced? Okay, the answer could be, maybe she misunderstood, and that's what she meant to say when she said, I'm doing it anyway. You know, what she meant is, I'm doing it anyway because I'm divorced. Aim with herself. Let's just let it go. Okay. Okay, that's the ktsos. The other ones are more difficult. What?
So it's a definitional question in Din Maruma, not so much in Gittin.
Correct, exactly. Precisely. There are other possibilities. There are other possibilities as well. The other possibility is that at least in some of these cases, right? At least in cases 1 and 3. The Pnei Yoshua and the Stipler, each in their own way, say, I like the Ksos. I think he's the most straightforward. I think the Ksos is the most straightforward. The Pnei Yoshua and the Stipler say, no. Anyone remember in Tosfos? There are more fanciful things. What did Tosfos say? Let's take the Tarti Leis away. The reason why she was innocent was because of Grusha Lefaneinu, Chazaka Dahashta, and Cheskes Kashros. So the Amnon Yehuda says something too fanciful to put on the board. He says, this takes away the Cheskes Kashros. Why does it take away the Cheskes Kashros? So he says, because you know why? Truth is, he's saying it about the Getcha in Bozman. He says, because Edom aren't allowed to sign a Getcha in Bozman, and Sofer is not allowed to write it. And therefore, they became puzzled for doing this, which is a big assumption. So their Cheskes Kashrus means that she was divorced as late as possible, because we want to keep her kosher as much as possible. Her Cheskes Kashrus means she was divorced as early as possible, because we don't want to say she committed adultery. The two Cheskes Kashrus cancel each other out, and now you don't have a Cheskes Kashrus. Okay, that's a little fanciful. A little less fanciful is the Pnei Yoshua and the Stipler, who say in two totally different ways, but it converges at the same point. They say it's a lack of Grusha Lefaneinu. After all, the only reason she got away with it, according to Tosfos, is Grusha Lefaneinu. So they say, Ein Grusha Lefaneinu, that only works according to, meaning there's no Chazaka Dahashta, or whatever the Shari Yosh calls it. Why is there no Grusha Lefaneinu? She's holding a get, it just doesn't have a Zman. Here you have to be only work according to certain Shitas. What are the two Shitas you get to work? One Shita is Tosfos. Tosfos holds, if you post-date a get, it's not chal until the date. If I write a get to my wife right now, and on it I write Aleph Nisan Tafshin Pei, then, and I give it to her, it's not chal until Aleph Nisan Tafshin Pei, because Tosfos assumes when you post-date a get, what you mean is it should be chal on the date. What if you... this is actually only going to work well if you erase the date. What if you erase the date? What if you cut out the date?
If you cut out the date, then maybe it was after now. Then maybe the date hasn't come yet, and therefore you're not Grusha Lefaneinu. So says the Pnei Yeshua, maybe you're not Grusha Lefaneinu because maybe the date of the get hasn't come yet. Okay, that is a... these are all a bit of a chiddush. Give me a third of a second here. Okay, these are all big chiddushim. What am I... give me half a second. Sorry, here we are. Sorry. Says the so this really says the Pnei Yeshua. Let's say a little better, because maybe the date hasn't arrived yet, which would only work for the case of Gazia. That's the Pnei Yeshua. Or, says the Stipler, he says, remember the sheet of Rabbi Tam that you need to give her in front of Edei Mesira? Le'ikuva, right? Or even according to Rabbi Meir, and Tosos of Rabbi Ephraim held that, at least according to Rabbi Elazar, who we hold like, against the Rif and the Rambam, maybe he gave it to her without Edei Mesira. Why would he have given to her without Edei Mesira? So the Edei Mesira won't notice that he's pulling shtick, so maybe he gave it to her without Edei Mesira. After all, the Edei Mesira will notice pulling shtick and will tell people when it happened, right? He doesn't want people to know when the divorce really happened. He wants to trick us. So the Kielis Yaakov says, or because maybe he gave it without Edei Mesira, maybe he gave it without Edei Mesira, Lefi, Tosos, Neged the Rif, and fill in all the other Rishonim on both sides. That would work for all these three cases, right? If he cut out the Zman and gave it that Edei Mesira, it doesn't work, according to Tosfos. If he wrote it without his Zman and gave it that Edei Mesira, it doesn't work, according to Tosfos. Even if, you have to say Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, sorry, because L'chor there Edei Chasim on this get. L'chor there Edei Chasim on this get. Or Ksav Yadu counts Edei Chasim, so you say Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. No. Lefi Tosfos, Neged the Rif. Okay. What do I mean by that? Let me just chazer for a second. Remember, Tosfos says you need Davka Edei Mesira, and Edei Chasim are not good enough, and maybe even Ksav Yadu is not good enough. Okay, so if you take that shot, then it's a decent suspicion that he gave it to her without Edei Mesira. Even though normally we say a Kol B'Hekshar Naseh, here it's a decent suspicion he did it without a Kol B'Hekshar Naseh, because he doesn't want people to know when she was really divorced. He wants to keep that a secret. And Tosfos himself says, right? Tosfos himself says, we suspect he gave it without Edei Mesira. Right, in Dibur Haskel Ad. Right, what does Tosfos say? He says that, here it is. It's in the Mefurish Tosfos. Yesh locha sheyim shalo ba'atzmo b'tzina l'chapos aleha. Okay, so I'll be Tosfos. If we're choshes that he gave her that Edei Mesira, then she's never divorced. If she's never divorced, then chazak the hashta. And that's what the Stipler says is a second way to deal with this. Okay, so l'maisa, we have two ways to explain why in cases of suspicion, we would kill her. Either the simplest shot, I think, is the Ktos Din Maruma. Or you could say, because there's no Grusha Lefaneinu, no Chazaka Dehashta, why is there no Grusha Lefaneinu if she's holding a get? Either maybe the date was in the future and hasn't arrived yet, which is a little bit of a far-out suspicion. Or the Stipler says, Tos himself says, there's no Stoma B'Hekshar Naseh, because since we're suspicious, we think he might have given to her without Edei Mesira. And according to Tosfos, if he gave it to her without Edei Mesira, she's not even divorced B'Chlal. She's not divorced B'Chlal, there's no Grusha Lefaneinu. Okay, it's a bit more fanciful, but there is such a shita. Let's just review for a moment, just let's finish up this discussion. There are other cases where it's not clear when she was divorced. What's another such example? Another example would be get me'uchar. Me'uchar lefi raivid neged Tosfos. What do I mean by Raivid neged Tosfos? The Raivid says a get me'uchar is chal right away. Tosfos says that it's not chal till the date that comes on it.
So a get ma'ocher, shelo higia zmano adayin. Right? Again, what do we mean? Let's say a woman walks in today with a get that says Tafshin Pei Aleph. According to Tosos, it's not chal yet. It's not going to help her get away with adultery. According to the Rash, right, it is chal. A post-dated get was chal right away. She commits adultery. The husband's clever. He writes her a get for Tafshin Pei Aleph. She walks into court. Here's my get dated Tafshin Pei Aleph. But it was obviously given already. And I don't know when it was given. So it's a suffix. It was given before the nus or after the nus. What happens according to the Raiva in that case? The Raiva does not discuss it explicitly. And this is the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Beis Shmuel. Says the Beis Yosef, which is on the sheet here, says the Beis Yosef. And what if Kasha they ask? They ask the following Kasha. Could you get around the takana? Right? Mahu ilum takanosam. Every husband who has a lawyer, who wants to be a chapa basachoso, the lawyer will tell him, you know what? Write her a get for a year from now. By the time it gets into court in 6 months from now, she'll bring the get. She'll say, I was divorced. I obviously wasn't divorced on the date because it hasn't come yet. So I was divorced earlier. I don't know how much earlier I was divorced, so it's a suffix, so free me. So according to Tosos, it's not a kasha, because according to Tosos, the get's not actually chal till Tafshin Pei Aleph, so she's not divorced. She's bevadai not divorced. According to the Raiva, the get was chal biyom nisinaso. Right? What does the Raiva hold? Lefia Raiva, this suffer, dehaget chal miyad bishat netina. So can't she get away with it? So the Beis Yosef answers that you're right, she can get away with it, but it still works. Lashana delikame. You're right, you can get away with it. But since at the very least, this wouldn't help her if she committed adultery after Tafshin Pei Aleph. That's not what I meant. At the very least, when would this not help her? If the didn't bring her to court until Tafshin Pei Aleph, it wouldn't help her. Because then she'd bring a get Tafshin Pei Aleph, she'd say, I got it earlier. They'd say, no, you got it bismano. So since, if the court date gets delayed, it won't help her, therefore it helps a little, and therefore it's not against the takana. It's like Shavuot Dekamei. Okay, that's the Beis Yosef's answer. But what's the Beis Yosef's assumption that's important for us now? Says the Beis Yosef, she would be Petura. Meaning, she better be in a rush, right? My wife commits adultery. I write her a get for Tafshin Pei Aleph. She better hope she gets to court in Tafshin Pei. Then she'll bring the get, say, it obviously wasn't given when it says. It was given earlier. Suffolk when it was given earlier and get away with it. If she gets to court in Tafshin Pei Aleph, they'll say, what do you mean? It was written now. You got it now. You didn't get it earlier. Okay. The Beis Shmuel argues on him, and the Beis Shmuel says, nah, don't be ridiculous. That's an obvious. She bechayev misa. Bezin would say, what? You have a post-dated get? That stinks. Right? And again, this is easy. And this would be the same post-dated get. You have a post-dated get. That post-dated get stinks. Obviously, the Pnei Yoshua was only according to Tosos, not the Raivit. Neged Raivit. Okay, and you would have the same similar sheet. The last case I want to discuss is a little trickier.
I have to go back. This ksos about
Din Maruma. It's a good ksos, no?
I don't know.
It's a good ksos because it's like, it's lumpish works out and it's common sense.
It doesn't really work out because according to the Nesivos and according to the Chaim, you don't need Rishiva Chakira, Bishtaros, Walking Klau, the Chlam.
Okay. Here it gets tricky. Okay, that's what I didn't want to get into because I don't have clear hagdaros. Does the ktos work? The ktos works with Mukhi Yosef. Mukhi Yosef says the only reason you don't need Drishma Akira Midoraisa is like Dina Mamados Bechal Takana, but like Dina Mamados, but Din Maruma, it needs Drishma Akira. Speak for yourself. I like all the Rishonim.
I mean, I love them, but
yes, I know what you mean. Anyway, but according to some of the other pshatim, it's tricky. Like Rav Chaim says, shtoros are fundamentally exempt from drisha v'chakira. Then even in Din Maruma, they should be exempt from drisha v'chakira, right? If the nesivos says, no, it's really anansadi, and the edim aren't real edos, and therefore exempt from drisha v'chakira, then they should be fundamentally exempt from drisha v'chakira. I think that is going to depend on a chakira and how you read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. What do I mean by that? That the Gemara is asking a stira, okay? And let me try to do this as quickly as I can. What's the stira? The Mishnah says Dini Mamonos needs Drisha v'Chakira.
But the Braisa says Dina Mamonos doesn't need Drishim Chakira. So how do you answer the Stira? So again, first answer to the Stira is Midaraisa, it does, Midarabanan, it doesn't. Third answer to the second answer to the Stira, this is talking about regular Dina Mamonos, that's talking about Knossos. Third answer to the Stira is that Din Maruma, that Din She'ina Maruma. When we say Din Maruma needs Drishim Chakira, what's the relationship between that and the original Din of Drishim Chakira? What's the mucker of the original Din of Drishim Chakira? See? What's the mucker of the original rule of Drishim Chakira by Mamonos and Nefashos? Vidarashtim Chakarta! Right? The Torah says Drishim Chakira. Vidarashtim Chakarta. How do we know there's seven? Vidarashtim Chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. Right? You get seven. Wonderful. What's the mucker for Drisha Hakir and Din Maruma? Tzedek, tzedek. Yesh lachor, my friend, is always yesh lachor. Something doesn't apply, then we reapply it from a different pasuk. Does that mean we're going back to the original model? Or no, else a different tekken. Are we going back to the first tekken? Or a different, is it one dir tzedinim? One way to read the Gemara of Tzedek Tzedek, that Tzedek Tzedek teaches us when we should apply the Rashi v'Chakarta. In which case, all Drishim Chakira, and then Joel will say, but maybe you still can't apply Drishim Chakira to Staros. But the other way to read this is, no. Tzedek Tzedek is not me Din Drishim Chakira. It's a different din. It's a special din of Din Maruma. In Din Maruma, you don't mean Drishim Chakira, mean Din Drishim Chakira. You mean Drishim Chakira, mean Din Tzedek Tzedek. If you say in the Din Maruma, you need Drishim Chakira, but Din Tzedek Tzedek, then all Joel's questions go away. Then it doesn't matter this lum doesn't show us, that lum doesn't show us, it's a real Eidos, it's not a real Eidos. Forget about Eidos. There's a separate Din of Tzedek Tzedek, even in something which is not a normal Eidos, but Makom Din Maruma, which might override all the other rules. So I'll defend the Ktos, but he defended himself. He says, I'm with the Nemuke Yosef, this is regular Eidos, and therefore you need Drishim Chakira, but Din Maruma. And I'm willing to go further than the Ktos on his behalf, and say, even if this is not regular Eidos, it could be Tzedek Tzedek applies even to things that aren't standard Eidos. Even to things that aren't Eidos at all.
That can apply even if the Drishim, even if they pass the Drishim of Chakira and basically know they're lying. So then they're out from another seed. Huh?
Okay, could be. And then they, okay, five, I just want to continue this over here. This is the trickiest case. What about the end of the Gemara? The Gemara says, Gitin Abba Mivdinas Hayam. What about Gitin Abba Mivdinas Hayam? What if the guy, the woman has a get from Mivdinas Hayam? Right? What does that mean? The husband wrote the get in Nisan. She receives it in Tishrei. And then she commits adultery. And she comes to the Bezdin with the get that's dated Nisan. So she comes to Bezdin with a get that's dated Nisan. Will she get away with adultery or not? Meaning, right, the husband's of Adina Sayan, and she has legitimately, she has a get that's dated Tishrei. All right, so again, what's the case? Gitin habaim mi Medina Sayan. What's the case? The case is that the date is Tishrei, right? The Znus was Tzay Nisan. No, the date on the get is Tishrei. We don't know when it was given to her. That's what we don't know, right? She committed Znus and Nisan, and she brings the get as defense, right? She brings this get as defense. The get came from Medinas Hayam, but did it take 5 months to get here or 7 months to get here, right? We don't know. Maybe it took 5 months to get here, and she received it in Adar, and she's kosher for Yasher. Or maybe it took 7 months to get here, and she received it in Iyar, and she's trying to get away with adultery. So what would happen? Would she get away or not? Would she be chayev, or would she be putter? So says Rashi in Chesem and Aleph, first skinny line, ma'vi locham taganasam, bein le'inim peiros, bein le'inim the tarfel of kuchas miyom aksiva kala islu ubein le nizus mein le peros baya lasuya raya emas matikitu liyado. Both for peros and for znus, she has to prove that she was divorced before the znus. Meaning, if there's no proof, she's chayavis. Says Rashi, and the Rid says the same thing. Rish or Rid daf yud chesam and aleph. She is chayavis. If she can't prove she got the get before the znus, the date is 6 months before the znus. But Medina Payam, come on.
We know you didn't get the get in Tishrei. Your husband's a Medina Sayan. She has to prove me. Suffolk, we kill her. It says Tosos, most ridiculous thing ever. It says Tosos. I'm pretty sure those are the words Tosos uses. Most ridiculous ever. Perish Bekuntres, etc., etc. The Omeri. Tema. So it says Tema. Right? Most ridiculous thing ever. Granted that we don't know. What's the Tema? Granted, we know the husband didn't say, we know that she didn't receive, she wasn't really divorced in Tishrei. It's still a suffix, like before the Kodesh Man. It's still a suffix. She should be put to me suffix. So Tosa says she is Ketura. So here we have the same machlokas. After the Dakanif, you send a get from Medina Sayan. And we're not sure, did it arrive before this nos or after this nos? When did she receive it? Tosa says, Ketura, this is an easy svara. Why? It's Taka suffix. Maybe she got the get before the adultery, maybe after the adultery. It was around 6 months. Okay, obviously some case, like if the get was dated Tishrei, and you know the husband's very far away, and she committed adultery in Cheshvan, then you could say, okay, we really know she's guilty. I'm not talking about that case. Or if the get was dated Tishrei, and she committed adultery 8 years later, we could say, Amnestamet arrived. Let's say it's mamish a good suffix case, right? It's around 6 months away, and she committed adultery 6 months later. So Tosa says, she's Turmi suffix.
Everything's okay here.
And here, this is what's very, very tricky. This is the trickiest shita. Here, the svara is difficult. Here the svara is difficult. Why? Because there's nothing suspicious. What's the din maruma here? The husband sent to get from Dina Sayam. It took around 6 months to get here. What's suspicious here? No one did anything suspicious. It's a get with the zman. They filled the takana. The fact that 6 months elapsed between when it was written and when it was delivered is not suspicious. He was Dina Sayam. Right? This is a totally normal get. It's mamish just a 50-50 suffix without any suspicion. Kasha, because there's no particular suspicion. And if there's no particular suspicion, then it's not a din maruma, then it's going to be very hard to say the ketzos. It's certainly going to be hard, impossible to say the Yeshua. It's not that she's not Grusha Lefaneinu. What do you mean she is Grusha Lefaneinu? And I don't think you're going to be able to say the stipler. Maybe the husband asked someone to deliver it to her without Eidi Mesira L'chapos Aleha. Husband is Medina Sayam. You know, how's he going to know to send someone to... How's he going to know that she's going to commit adultery in the future? So he'll send someone on a boat to give it to her without Eidi Mesira. This is very difficult because there seems to be nothing suspicious about this case. This is the worst case for Rashi to say this in. And Rashi and the Tosos Rid. And this is very, very difficult. What's the suspicion? I have a lot of trouble with this Rashi and Tosos Rid.
What about the
cold? What do you mean by that?
Mark says that there's a cold. There's a cold when he sends the get. There's a cold when she gets the get. So why does she have to prove anything? Everybody's talking about it.
Okay, but what if you don't know what would happen? So what if you don't know what would happen?
Not to the point. You're not actually saying there, she should be able to prove it.
Aha, okay, good. That's what the Bnei Yeshua defends Rashi. So this is very difficult. There's no particular suspicion. So this is very difficult, Misvar. I mean, you're not going to be able to say Din Maruma. I don't see where there's a Din Maruma here. Everyone acted totally normally. It's Mamish 50-50. So what you have to say is that, what do you have to say? L'chore, you can give one of two answers, either a normal answer or a crazy answer. The normal answer is avada true. The crazy answer is avada false. But either you could say the simple answer is what the Pnei Yeshua says, and a bunch of Achronim say this more or less. Says no, this is different than the other cases. The other cases were because there's someone's acting suspiciously because it stinks. Here it doesn't inherently stink, but there's a kol. What does that mean? That means that she, in every other case, there's no reason to think there's any evidence besides the get. Right? There should be no evidence besides the get. It's just the get. In this case, there's a kol. If there's a kol, then if she was divorced before the adultery, she should be able to find someone in town who heard that she was divorced before the adultery. Right? If she committed adultery on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she should be able to find someone in town who knew she was divorced in Adar. Right? If she can't find anyone who heard she was divorced before the adultery, that's a proof that she wasn't divorced for the adultery. Maybe not a proof in the level of proof in and of itself, but get at the very least makes it a din meruma, or takes away the or is a factor on the side of the chesed ish to take away the tarti l'reyasa. So that's what the Bnei Yeshua says. He says this case is unique because if she was, right, everyone know the rule of contrapositive? If she was divorced before Znus,
she were.
Contrapositive is not a rule of grammar. I'm referring to rules of math. If she, and whatever, you get into the whole question of minigun halacha, and it's not so poshut. It's like, that's the difference between math and grammar. In math, minig is definitely not oker halacha. In grammar, yesh l'ayin b'zeh harbi. Okay, we can ask that question later. But if she were divorced before the znus, there someone would have heard the kol. Who remembers the rule of contrapositive? If she was divorced before the znus, someone would have heard the kol. Someone tell me the contrapositive. You know what a contrapositive is? Did you pay attention during high school? Yes. No. If. Exactly. If A, then B. The contrapositive is if not B, then not A. Keep in mind, the converse and inverse are not valid deductions. The contrapositive is. Right? The therefore, if she can't bring anyone in her... the coal before Znus, she wasn't divorced. Okay, that is, now again, you don't, only in Salem witch trials do they kill someone based on arguments like that alone. You're not going to say, well, since you can't prove you're innocent, therefore we'll kill you. Obviously, that's not how halacha works. But it might be enough to make it a din, to make it a, it might be enough to make it a din meruma. And here it's a little trickier. Even if it's in Maruma, would you need Jerisha v'Chakira? After all, the Edom gave could still be a Chisar and a Jerisha v'Chakira. Yeah, you might say it's still a Chisar and a Jerisha v'Chakira because the Edom don't know when it was. Or at the very least, you might say, since it's suspicious and there's evidence against, since there's some slight degree of evidence that she's guilty, then there's Tarti L'Reyah's son that she's innocent, Cheskes Kashna from under the Hashtub, and now there's Tarti that she's guilty, Cheskes Eishes Ish. And the evidence from the lack of coal, and that's enough to be mechazik the cheskas eishish and overcome tarti l'reisa. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. If you wanted to be very bold, then maybe you could say something much more mechudish, which is that really this is not all about. Maybe this is not all about suspicions and about proofs from coal. Maybe you could say fundamentally something changed when they made the takana. Maybe you could say fundamentally something changed when they made the takana. Here, it's a little trickier, but perhaps you could say before they made the takana, when a get didn't have to contain a zman, when zman was not part of a get midrabanan, then you could say chazaka the hashta. A get is the kind of chalos that doesn't only that get is the kind of chalos that you don't know when it started. And therefore, you can always say, projected earlier, maybe it started earlier. Once they're mitaken zman, maybe they just killed the chazaka the hashta. Maybe once they're mitaken zman, they say, no. A get is something which only proves something at a particular time. Could be once they're magdar that a get only proves something at a particular time. Now, you can't say it proves something before that time. You can't say it proves something earlier. So they change the nature of the raya of get. You have to say, even though they only change the garbanon. That changes the nature as a raya. Okay, if you want to be very radical, you could say, once they made the takana of get is now defined as something that only proves a particular time, and therefore, you can't project it earlier into chazaka the hashta. That's a little radical, so we won't go there. The one thing which needs a lot of eon, which we won't be able to deal with today, and maybe it's a good excuse for not dealing with it ever, because I don't have a good answer, is that we have... all these different, actually no, now I think it's okay. The 1 second. Sorry, I'm going to delay you a fraction of a second now. Mm, mm, mm.
Yeah. Is at the very least the Tosos Rid. The question is, like, it's not the same person who always says Chayiv and the same person says Pater in all these columns. You have to get them all to work out. For example, the Tosos Rid said if he has a get miksav yoda, we ignore it and we say she's Chayiv. But he admits that if he cuts out the Zman, then we will Pater her. Or if he has a get without the Zman, then it sounds like he agrees with Pater the Gemara, will Pater her. So you have to see why is it miksav yoda more suspicious than Gazia Liz Mandida. Okay, could be that here I'd say Gazia Liz Mandida so skillfully that it doesn't look bad. Therefore, it's not a suspicious Ksav Yado. Okay, Lemaisa, then, what I'm saying is you have to get into deals. Every Rishon is saying which case is considered suspicious, which case not, and why one case in his judgment is more suspicious than the other. Assuming that will work out, what do we see here? That Lemaisa, now that you have to cut his man and get, can you be mechapel basachosu misafek or can you not? Is a big machlokus. We've shown in all these suspicious cases. What's the yisod of machlokus? Lechor, the yisod of machlokus might be: do we apply the din of din merum adrisho hakira or not? Or according to the stipler and the Bnei Yeshua, the yisod of the machlokus is: do we have some reason to think that it's not grusha lefaneinu or not? And then we have this very weird case in Chesam and Aleph where it didn't seem suspicious at all, and we're not sure why Rashi and the Rid would all of a sudden be machmir there. You know, it's. You know, perhaps one could say very radical things, but then they're not going to work with Shikasam and Rashi and the Rid anyway throughout the Sugya. So it could be that's a more local issue, which is that it's not suspicious because of how it looks in and of itself. It's suspicious because of the lack of cold, because of the rule of contrapositive. What I want to pick up with next time here at Hashem is we didn't get through this whole Makor sheet. We got through, if Chaim was here, I'd say we got through numbers 1 and 2 and not 3 and 4. I want to deal with one technical matter and one perhaps more fundamental matter, and maybe come back to this a little bit. The technical matter is lo makdim inish pernisa lenafshe. A person won't write to get today, put it in his pocket, and give it a month from now. What if he did? Would it be kosher? Would it be pasul? And why? And number two, the very, very peculiar sheet of the Rambam. And we'll have to pick up with that when we're at Hashem next time. The dog that didn't bark. It's not very good.